dear.
Lord. Y'all, it's too much. It's just too much. It's so much too much, and you've given up that I think you should just play the music.
I was going to burn it to the ground.
Oh, okay. That too.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. Just welcome. What's going on, guys? And y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the apparently very ruined Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 16th of June, 20 and 25. Why are we even doing this?
Because Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, wouldn't know what to do with himself. Oh. And, you know, Daniel Bieber has to send us a list of corrections.
Well, right. Y'all, that's the only reason we're doing this. Clearly.
Right.
Clearly.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Did I do that already?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome again.
Y'all,
I'm so discombobulated. Y'all, I've had...
Poor Rip Harder.
It's been a couple of days.
You've had a couple of days.
Well, I know. We both have had a couple of days. Okay, everybody. I'm one of your hosts. The one... Who's been helping Big Fatty through some technical issues, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I believe Noah's going to restart your computer for you the next time.
Yes, and
he's going to start something. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and joining me today, hot off the United Aluminium Tube of Death.
No, it's
Big Fatty.
The Delta.
I thought you were flying the United.
I flew the United from Atlanta to Houston, and when we were going to fly back to Atlanta, we would be on the United, but I left and flew the Delta because, you know, you get the Sky Miles.
Oh, well, there you go.
And the price was the same.
Ah.
And plus, I didn't have to pay the baggage charge. Plus, I got upgraded to first class.
Oh, so you flew back to the Atlanta on the Deltas.
Yes.
Then you drove back to the Charleston. Oh, yes. Lord. I'm sorry. I need to take a nap.
Well, it's all explained over the next 3 days.
Well.
On the little show.
Y'all, Big Fatty, we'll get to Big Fatty. Well, he's going to explain it on his show. But y'all, there was no BFO last week. And you know, for some of us, that's disconcerting. Because when there's no BFO, it's, is he dead? Is he, like, and even though I knew...
me or you?
Well, I mean, sometimes me. But y'all, I was able to catch up on the Epitome little show. Because, y'all, I was months behind.
Tell me what that's all about.
Well, y'all, it's this lady, she's a crazy lady, over there in that South Dakota. And she's talking about her life. And y'all, I got all
5 days a week and you listen?
Every single one of them. So I'm caught up, okay. Ms. Bacon. And I have some thoughts. So I need to text.
You've got a lot to say, I bet.
I just felt like my voice had been muffled without you
muffled.
Here. Because, you know, I put the call out and said that the Daniel Bieber and the Crooked Hat could do the LFC with me. Nothing. You know what?
In fact, crickets.
I heard.
Just. You heard David, that blue jeans guy?
I did.
Okay.
So, which is okay, because y'all. I've been busy. So Big Fatty's been gone. And y'all, by the way, someone just invited me this morning back to the horror motel.
Y'all, was that a hard never again?
Was it
Dr. Stone?
Man!
No. no, Dr. Stone replied never again. But y'all, I said, you know, you are one of my favorite adult film, well, adult whatever stars. Y'all, and we had chatted online years ago, but we were up in the Lost Wages, you know, back in April. And I said, I'm sorry, I recognize your penis. Is there a chance that you are who I think you are? And he said, yes. And he's like, hey, oh, Larry. And so, anyway, y'all, he was like, oh, are you coming to the Hatlanta in July? And I said, I'm not coming to Hatlanta in any month. And he said, oh, well, I'm moving back to the Hatlanta. And I said, oh, good. And then this morning, he's like, oh, I'm coming to the Hiram Motel for the Mount weekend. And I said,
yes.
I said,
that's the horses.
It's something. And I said,
oh,
I am. Let me introduce you to my friend,
Chris.
but I'm unavailable. So. Anyway,
okay.
So thought of Big Fatty, but yeah, Big Fatty, we missed you, and y'all, I know what Big Fatty's been going through because God knows I deal with it.
it's an
epidemic. It's the epitome of a pandemic, epidemic, whatever.
Epitome. Was that on that Epitome show?
Yeah,
epitome of an epidemic.
Right, y'all. Funny story about the word epitome.
Please.
It's a odd word that, you know, you don't use all that often in your day-to-day life. Well, back in the middle school, I was very competitive, if you can believe that.
The epitome of competitiveness.
Well, you're closer than you know. And, y'all, I was competitive in everything.
You had trophies, I believe, that you were going to give people trophies.
That's still in my inbox.
Okay.
I'm saving that for when everyone's forgotten, and then Scotty just gets it in the mail. But anyway, y'all, I was competitive in a lot of things, but also academics. And there's this neighbor-ish kid, friend-ish guy that, y'all, we rode the school bus together for a couple of years when we both rode the school bus. And y'all, we were always trying to outsmart each other. Big Fatty, you're muted. We were always trying to outsmart each other. And
I know.
Y'all, I was, you know, I read and he read and we read the same books, the Clive Cussler books. And y'all.
Oh, good old Clive. He's part of the upstate Cusslers, right? Well,
he's dead. But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, well, when he was kicking.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, but y'all, the word epitome was in there, and I tried to use it in a sentence. And this is like 13-year-old Larry tried to use this word in a sentence. And y'all, I said epitome.
Epitome.
Because I didn't realize that that's how you spelled epitome. And to this day, every time we see each other, he still reminds me of that. Coincidentally, he went to this terrible college also here in Charleston that I didn't go to. And so one of us won, and the other one hates his life. So anyway, okay. Yeah. So, but, and you can figure that out. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, but y'all, I do want to say, if anyone asks, I have an alibi for Sunday morning at about 8 a.m. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I have an alibi.
All
so,
right.
Miss Bacon.
Or is that a libby?
I think I'm safe.
It's an alibi.
Y'all, at the coal mine, I sometimes.
It's the epitome of a libby.
It is. And y'all, sometimes at the coal mine, I threaten to burn it all down.
Oh.
Well. Someone burned it all down this weekend. So it's been a hectic time. So it's a good thing. Y'all, if Big Fatty had wanted to record on Sunday, I don't know what you would have gotten out of me after dealing with that all day. But everybody's fine. Everything's safe. Well, I mean.
Well.
Things are fine. Things will be fine.
You know, it's kind of like going to Burger King. Everything's charred grilled.
Well, you're closer than you know. Y'all, the windows don't come out in the coal mine building, but they do now. Y'all, it was a shocking, you see some stuff coming from the third floor, being tossed down onto the sidewalk. But yeah, so, crazy week, but Big Fatty's been talking about it on his little show, so I guess I should do it here.
How's your whole family? Trademarked Vera Charles.
The hats are hatting. And let me tell you, they were very concerned about my plans for the Father's Day weekend. Now, y'all, when they asked earlier in the week, they said, what are your plans for Father's Day? And I said, when is that? And and they said, you know, whatever. And I said, I'm sorry, but...
unavailable.
I just don't think mentally I will be in a good place because of some stuff I had going on. And to get away for the day, I said, but how about the next weekend? To the cleaners today. And the Hatterina said, oh, that's lovely, because we're having a Hatterina, Grand Hatterina family reunion that day. And to that, I said, ooh. Well, I can't stick around that long on a Sunday, so sorry. So y'all, that pissed her off even more. And then, y'all, Father Hat has lost his filter completely.
He picking mine?
Well, that too. As long as you're shoving wonton soup in his face, he's happy. But otherwise, y'all, he's addicted to the Chinese food. But y'all, Father Hat speaks up and says, well, I don't want to go to that. I'd rather do anything besides see your mother's family. And so, y'all, then the Hatterina got mad. And I'm just sitting there.
I just sat on a stiff cock?
Probably.
Okay.
How's your dick?
It sounded like that. Y'all rewind it. It sounded like that.
How's your dick? Tation machine. Yeah. So, anyway, y'all, the hats are hatting. Health-wise, not much has changed. The cancer on the Hatterina, things are going well. Father Hat's numbers are all good. But, y'all, it's exhausting. And Big Fatty now understands. So.
Exhausticating.
Meow. All right. So, that's what's going on with the hats. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So, got that. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, have y'all ever had that moment where, well, I've had a couple of these. So Saturday, I woke up, and y'all, I should have just rolled back over. But
yes.
I said, I got to get up. I got to get going. Because y'all, I had a big coal mine project that really is past due, but I can still scoot in there by this Friday with it. But people aren't doing their part. Anyway. Shocking.
No. Shocker.
And so I was like, I'm going to work on that today. Even though I'm very anti-working on Saturday, yes. I've got to talk to you about Big Mama. I'll tell you all that story later because, you know, I left everyone kind of hanging last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, y'all, I was like, all right, I need to get the car washed. Y'all, it has rained here every day for 2 weeks.
Today, the car wash.
And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go out and have my car free. Get an electron or two, get the car washed, eat some lunch, and then I'll come home and I'll just work the rest of the afternoon because the protests were by the coal mine, the No Kings protest. I didn't want to get up all up in that.
Well, being a king, you didn't want to be around.
Right, it's true. Y'all,
king of fat.
I'm turning onto the little on-ramp area or the road that gets on the on-ramp by my house to the interstates because I just toot-toot down the interstates and exit or two, whatever. And y'all, the light turns, you know, there's a green arrow to turn right.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all, I'm behind a minivan. And y'all, we're cruising because I live on a busy street. Now, this is Saturday morning at 9 a.m., but it was still busy. and y'all, we are cruising and all of a sudden... I hear,
and you thought there were free tacos at Taco Bell in the skull.
This minivan from Ohio, of course, didn't know what to do with the green arrow, so slammed on brakes. And y'all, the jalopy said, and you know, and I it started breaking, and I break, and I'm honking. And so I just, like, you know, I did the whole, like, and went around because, you know, have electrons will toot toot. And
right.
Y'all, he pulls up
now,
next to me at the
did
light.
Did you soil yourself?
No. But then okay. he pulls up next to me at the light, and he's like, where I'm from, we stop on red. And I said, well, where I'm from, we go on green. And I said, you should probably go back to where you're from. And y'all, I was like, we do not want Ohio. Enough, right. enough. You've moved here and ruined it. And y'all said, then I'm like in a mood. Should have turned times two, I should have gotten back in the bed. But instead, I keep on going. Get to the Tanger and the Starbucks. And y'all, I'm walking up and I hear, you know what? This deserves a little bit of music. Y'all, I'm walking up, and I hear...
Walking up to the Starbucks.
Right, which is in the outlet mall, which is not really an outlet mall. But y'all...
It's an ancillary shopping center.
Right. And so, y'all, I walk up, and what do I hear? But...
Let's y'all, say, can you hear the tap dancing going on?
Yeah, I walk up and I hear... That's not really what I heard. Let's try again. I know exactly what I want. I didn't hear that either. God, why is this so hard? Anyway... You know what? We're just not going to even try. Y'all,
oh, I thought the music was perfect for that.
I hear... And I was like, what in the world? Because y'all, you have to... Like, the Starbucks is dead in the middle. And so you have to kind of walk in and walk down a little... I don't know what you call that. They call it a street. Saving street, if you will. Y'all, they were having the Pride Hootenanny.
Oh!
At the table.
Hey, girl, hey!
And I was like, and y'all, it's right outside the Starbucks. And so I get my coffee because I'd ordered, you know, in the car on my way. And so I pick it up and the manager says, she's like, you ain't going to hear anything in here today. And I said, great. So y'all have my AirPods in. And y'all and all the lesbians were coming in to cool off because they were overheating because, you know, they're out there setting up all the tents.
Well,
and
it's hot in wearing flannel in June.
And it was 100 degrees even at 10 a.m. And so, y'all, I was like, ain't nobody coming to this. Y'all, when I tell you there had to have been 500 people at this thing. Y'all, because I think a lot of the employees from all the, you know, the stores and stuff, this was as much for them. But y'all... I'm sitting there, and I look up, and who walks by but the jar? And I was like, all right, well, I'm done here. And so I start getting my stuff together, and I'm going to leave because I was like, I'm just going to go to the car wash and go home. Y'all, in walks, I don't know what his name, Mexican Vanilla. In walks Mexican Vanilla. That's the Big Mama's ex-husband. And I was like, oh, God. And so I'm like trying to weave through people to get out the door, to get back to the car. I've already turned the air conditioner on the car. So it's, I'm going. And head down. I had a hat on. So I was like, maybe no one will recognize me. And so, y'all, because I just couldn't be bothered. And two, y'all, I had on gym shorts and a tank top. I was not dressed to impress. I was not. And so, y'all, I get about two steps out the door, and do you know what happened?
What happens?
Ooh, I know what happens.
Y'all, the monsoon.
The bottom opened up, and I'm not referring to anything at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex.
Right. Well, that'll be for the horse weekend or whatever. So yes. Yeah, but y'all, I had to turn around and go back inside.
Oh,
but then everyone comes running inside because it's pouring down rain. And so y'all, I'm sitting there in one of the chairs, like the the lounge chairs, because they have like, that's why I like that one too. They have like the actual comfortable chairs, not just like table chairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, y'all, they're all around me. They all are wet and they smell like Hoochie Mama perfume, cologne, whatever.
Ah, Hoochie Mama.
Y'all, glitter is flying everywhere. And I, like, of which, I mean, I was very happy that it was a good celebration, but y'all, I just, all I wanted to do was drink my coffee in peace and going about my business. I have done Pride. I've been proud all month. You know, I went to some of the big circle stuff. I did whatever. I was done with it. Anyway, so y'all, that happened. And then I couldn't go to the car wash, which is every time I've tried. But yeah. So
is that the one that scratches up the tessellator?
Right. Y'all, I went to that one today, and it did not get my car cleaned. And I am I am not happy about that.
Done. But, you're just done.
Well, I mean, more so than you know. I'm also looking for the next sound effect, because there's something you all need to know about that will impact the little show. But for some reason, it's not.
Are you looking for the bagpipes?
No, those are right where they belong. Hopefully, we don't need those anytime soon. There it is. It's in alphabetical order, but it wasn't before. So let's do this.
Ooh.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
It's the Big Fatty Cruise without Big Fatty.
Y'all, remember we were going to Key West after London didn't whatever?
Yes!
I made the mistake of sending Big Mama a YouTube video of the resort in Key West, which I thought did a lovely job at saying, look, this isn't super fancy, but it's nice, it's comfortable, there's a pool, you can be naked or not, there's drinks, if you can bring your whatever. And he said,
oh,
went online and booked us on a cruise. So,
oh,
y'all, and if he says to me one more time, I don't feel like you're as excited about this as me. You're right, I'm not, because I didn't want to go on a cruise. And I don't feel like I had any say in this. And y'all, I was confused, and I said, well, Celebratory doesn't have any ships on the East Coast. Well, they have one, but the dates didn't work because his sister's getting married, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, no, I booked us out of Port Canaveral on the Royal Caribbean's New Utopia of the Seas, to which I said, y'all.
You know, that's what Crooked Hat just sailed on with his aging parents.
Y'all, I can't think. Just one more time. So, y'all, I don't know. It's only a 5-day cruise. I don't think it will really impact the recording of the little show, but that depends on when Big Fatty is going to be gone and when he's going to be back. So, y'all, we may just have a few weeks where there's no little show. So, and that's okay. That's okay. So,
yeah. I didn't hear anybody weeping.
Yeah. But y'all, I said, look, I didn't ask you to pay for this. I didn't ask you to buy this. Tell me how much. I will reimburse you. And he told me how much. And I said, you need to find somebody else to go with you, because that is Four Seasons Hawaii pricing right there, number one, for 6,000 people. Anyway, it's new. There's a bunch of bars, drink package, blah, blah, blah. It'll be a good time. Royal Caribbean is selling this as the ship is the destination, not where you go. So I think it's pretty smart. I've heard it's a younger crowd. I've heard that it's a fun crowd. And it basically just goes to Coco Key, their private island, which I think is fun. And y'all, I don't do the sun. Y'all, I got a dermatologist appointment the day after we get back. So I'm not probably going to have to reschedule that, because I don't want to get yelled at. But either way. So that's July 4th.
Go make a reservation on the train restaurant.
No, thank you.
The railroad.
Whenever we were going through the because it's all, we're not doing any main dining room. We're doing all specialty dining. Because again, you make me get on that Royal Caribbean ship, you better up your game. So we're doing chef's table. We're doing Izumi Hibachi. We're doing the steakhouse, and we're doing 150 Central Park. And then We're doing Mason Jar for lunch and Hooked for lunch. But y'all, I said the only thing I think is the biggest ripoff on the planet is the train restaurant. Y'all, it's tomato soup and grilled cheese, basically, for $130 a person. So I was like, that is going to be a disappointment. Anyway. So, y'all, we're doing the specialty dining. There's a Pesky Parrot. It's a new bar idea. So, I'm looking forward to that. It's a little Caribbean flair. So, y'all, we don't have time to play the music, but we don't have music for the e-letters. But I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. One, that Tim in Alaska reached out immediately. And so, we were talking about the painting of you being in his pantry.
You see, it's right behind me also.
Right. And he said, oh, here it is. I wanted him to be as close to the liquor as possible. So, Tim.
Liquor?
That's one good way to abstain.
And right below Taffy Carlisle Huffington. So, you know, liquor and liquor.
Taffy Carlisle Huffington is she is an absolutely lovely, hilarious human being. And I love Taffy. But Tim, you need to get your eyes checked because Taffy hasn't been that young in about 40 years.
Oh!
No, I love you, Taffy. God, we do have a voice letter. Okay. Well,
You're going to have to play it.
I guess so. Y'all, I thought this was a.
Bless his heart.
There's something wrong with
you. Miss a week and
there's something
you forget
wrong with
how to do it. I can prove that.
You big fat thing.
You're having it.
Well, you know, the nice thing is, since we were gone last week, there was plenty of time for John Michael Haas and Rob Nelson and Lindley Magoo to tighten it up. And I'm sure they did that as an honor for Father's Day.
Oh, absolutely.
Having it up with his whole life's a sham. And all he
wants is
fame.
Because I'm hungry. I haven't been to the gym.
You big, fat thing.
All right. Yeah, I thought this was an e-letter. But it's not. So let's do this.
Hey, boys. This is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And hello. Larry, you got my attention with your description last episode of the place you're staying in Key West, the New Orleans house, because...
Mike, you know, they have not refunded that night back to my credit card yet. Let's continue.
That's the place that I stayed on my trip to Key West in January. And it kind of sounds like you guys are going to be staying in the same room that I did. So I'll just say,
let me just do that one more time.
Cannot wait to hear your review of the place. The location is superb. The naked bartenders are fun. And everything else, I am anxious to hear your take on it. So hope you have a good time. Fatty, hope everything is good with your whole family.
Thank you.
And thank you. You're fat.
So are you. So, Chris, thank you for calling. Well, thank you for the voice letter. Y'all, I have no doubt that I would have compared it to the Hara Motel. Very, very closely. Yeah, but y'all, we're not staying there. And I knew, here's the thing. It's Key West, and truthfully, we couldn't find anywhere else to stay for July 4th. Yeah, so that was what it was. So,
Just a quick note. I've pre-recorded Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday shows, but things have changed since then. So keep going.
Well, it's about to end.
Oh,
yeah.
And so, but I'll update everybody on so there will be a little show because I'm not going back to Houston for a while.
Oh well, good. I hope that's a good thing. But yeah, so
well,
trust me, I do know. So anyway,
ain't nobody know.
Yeah. So y'all, anyway, if Big Fatty's around, we will have a show next Monday. And then that's where it gets a little dicey for me for a couple of weeks, but we'll see.
Oh, by the way, have you heard from the old gals, attorneys Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe for copyright infringement?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Car Talk on NPR.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
What is that noise? Oh, my God, that sounded like, I don't know what it's, well, it sounded like.
Death?
How's your, okay.
Oh, I wish I'd still drank. All right.
Oh. Poor Big Friday. Yeah.